not to look back. And today I'm going to give you a topical subject on praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving. And the text that I'm going to give you is that what we read in the morning, Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. So if you open your Bibles to Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. Here we see our Lord Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, verse 11. He was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers. Oh, leprosy. What a illness and a sickness was leprosy those days. And there is no cure for leprosy. And here he was met with 10 lepers who stood at this distance and lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And here we see one of them made a U-turn, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praises to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. There are many who pray to God every day. But how many give praises and thanksgiving to God every day? Here we had our Thanksgiving Day last week. It was one of the biggest holidays in the United States. And it was a Thanksgiving Day. It was certainly one of the biggest holidays. And we see even the Thanksgiving Day is centered on food. It's centered on the turkey. It's centered on the ham. And here we see how it should be giving glory to God. It should be giving praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But how many times in Thanksgiving Day, it's not even the Lord's name is not even mentioned. God is forgotten for the food that He gives, for the jobs He provides us, and for shelter that He's given us. He's forgotten. And the only thing what people think is their belly. And we can see how this nation is speeding towards hell, as they have forgotten to give praises and glory to God. Of course, you know the story of Thanksgiving. It was started when there was no rain. There was a drought. And the Puritans, they began to pray, seeking God and asking Lord to pour rain during that drought season. Then Lord answered the prayer by bringing rain and gave thanks. They gave thanks to the Lord. Gave praises to the Lord. And that's how they began to give thanks and praises to the Lord for the crops, for the harvest that God has provided when the rains came. That's how the Thanksgiving Day started. But how many have forgotten the roots? God's love is unconditional. Oh, what a love He has provided us through the Lord Jesus Christ, that He went to the cross and He showed His unconditional love for unworthy, undeserved sinners like us. And His mercy is undeserving sinners for us. It's abounding mercy for undeserved sinners like us. And what a fountain of grace He has, that He has given us. Oh, how we should give thanks to Him. when we see these things, how we turn to Him. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, 1 Chronicles 16, 25, says, "For great is the Lord, and great to be praised, and He is to be held in awe above all God." See the majesty of God, the glory of God, the splendor of God. Oh, a worms like us, who didn't deserve any salvation, a maggots like us, who didn't deserve anything, how God saved us, how we should give thanks to Him. Here we see in our text, 10 lepers were healed. But only one was seized with a sudden impulse to return back and give praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. It shows that only 10 to 1 would praise. It shows that when God answers prayer, only 10 to 1 would give praise and thanksgiving. Many are blessed. The abundance of mercies, God has given us abundance of mercies. Even when we give praise and our thanks, it's a cold praise. It's a dry praise to the Lord. It's not an intense praise. It's not a praise that comes from the bottom of our heart. It's a ritual praise. It's a praise that is like a duty. In verse 13, in Luke 17, 13 says, "And lifted up their voices," here the 10 lepers, they lifted up their voices saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." If you read in the text, all 10 lepers, they prayed to the Lord. Here we see all of them, they prayed to the Lord, "Have mercy on us." Especially when people are in sickness, when people are in danger, when people are out of jobs. Wow, we pray to the Lord. But when the Lord answers the prayers, they forget to praise and thank the Lord. And also, even when God answers the prayers, we forget to praise and thank the Lord, all their praises grow sick unto death. Their praises are because their praises are so cold, dry. And it's not from the bottom of their hearts. And there is no intensity in their praise. Which is more important? Prayer or praise? Do you know that prayer is for time, but praise is for eternity? Prayer is for time. That means we pray only when we are here. When we go to heaven, we don't pray. But when we are in heaven, we will praise the Lord forever and ever, for eternity. So praise is for eternity. Therefore, praise deserves the highest place. All 10 believed. Only one came back to praise and thanks to the Lord. All 10 prayed, but yet only one came back and give thanks and praise to the Lord for the mercy he has received from Christ. Verse 14 says, when he saw them, when Jesus saw them, he said to them, when Jesus saw their leprosy, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Amazing miracle. Jesus didn't do anything. He just said the word, "Just go and show yourself to the priest." And on their way, they saw gradually they were getting healed. And they were totally got healed. Now, what do you see here? Going to the priest was the duty. going to the priest was the ritual. Many obey the ritual than giving praise to God. Everybody obeyed the duty. All 10 of them obeyed the duty. They obeyed the ritual. Many attend church as a ritual. Ritual is an external form of worship. Many would sing hymns as a ritual. But do you sing hymns and give praises to God when you're alone? In your devotional time, do you taste the sweetness of Christ? Do you feel the abundance of His mercies and His grace? And do you praise God in your hymns, what you sing, or when you, or do you open the hymn book when you come here and give praise? That's it. That's a ritual. Many read the Bible as a ritual, as a duty, not from the bottom of their hearts. Yet, how little people praise God. Let me ask you a question. Do you really love to go to work? No. Nobody will really love to go to work. You go to work as a duty. You go to work because you get paid. That's the ritual. That's the duty. But from the bottom of your heart, you don't love to go to work. It's the same thing. People come to church. They read the Bible. They sing hymns as a ritual, just to show the Lord, here I am. That's a ritual. But it's not a praise. It's not that they really love the Lord from the bottom of your heart. If you truly love the Lord from the bottom of your heart, out of this heart that God has given from heaven will grow heavenly praises. There are more, it's amazing. The external praise is there, but there is no internal praise. Lying at the feet of Jesus Christ, singing our souls to Him, it's not just singing with our lips, it means to sing our souls to Him in gratitude for what He has provided. 9 obeyed the ritual, but only truly 1 praised the Lord. Remember, there are no rituals in heaven. There are no rituals in heaven. There are more who pray than praise. More obey the ritual than praise. There are more who receive God's benefits, yet they don't praise God. You can sin in company and go to hell in company. But yet, when you receive the Lord, when you receive salvation, you had to come to Jesus alone. And how we need to be delighted in singing a solo song to the Lord Jesus Christ of praise and thanksgiving for the salvation that we have received, pouring our soul to Him. The true born-again Christians are given a heart from heaven. Yes. The true born-again Christians are given a heart from heaven. Because God is in heaven, the Lord is in heaven. God gave a heart from heaven for us so that we can love Him where He is, who is in heaven. Where we can praise Him where He is, in heaven. The heart that is from the earth will be indulged in earthly cravings, desires of this earth. And desires of this heart, it's the heart that is here is really craving for those things. But the heart that was given from heaven crave for heavenly things, desires for heavenly things, praise God and give thanks to Him. And we are indulged in heavenly things. And we express far heavenly longings and desires. And Jesus said, remember, to Nicodemus, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. You know, we all pay taxes to the government because the government builds roads and other conveniences for us, so we give revenue to the government. But what about giving revenue of thanks to God? Because He has provided us air to breathe, jobs, provided us a place to live. When we are cold, He has provided us warm clothing. Even today, if it is hot days, we put the air conditioner. If it is cold days, we put the heater. He has provided us cars to travel. He has provided us food to eat. He has provided all these things. He has provided us according to His abundance of mercies for undeserved sinners like us. So God's treasury in heaven would overflow if the revenue of thanks were paid to Him. Now, carnal mind takes the ritualistic approach. By going to the high priest was their duty. But the one who was healed went to the Lord Jesus, and here we see the spiritual overrode the ceremonial. Verse 15. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. There are times we give praise to the Lord in our hearts, and sometimes we give praise to the Lord with our hearts and also with our mouths. Because you simply cannot whisper your praise to the Lord when He given us salvation. When we see the abundance of mercies He has given us, when He has truly given us salvation as we were on our way to hell, and now God saved us and brought us here, we are on our way to heaven. He saved us from hell to heaven. Can you whisper to the Lord in praise? Of course not. But how many are here today that they will never praise the Lord? They forget to praise the Lord. They even not whisper even praise to the Lord. How much they praise the Lord with their hearts and their mouths aloud. The man was not ashamed to praise God. He praised the Lord with a loud voice, and he boldly glorified God. Let the heaven and earth hear your praises to the Lord. And may you have a burning glow and a fire in your heart. Verse 16 says, and he fell on his feet, he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. True praise is always accompanied with humility. There are many who would praise God, but there is no humility. Praise is not a show, but it is done in faithfulness and in honesty. True faithfulness lies low before the Lord, saying, I'm nobody. Worship is meaningful when we are at the feet of Jesus Christ. And how many would praise God in humility? We need to be occupied with our personal devotions. Here we see Jesus speaking and telling him, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praises to God except this foreigner? Verse 18. The man did not reply to Jesus saying, Oh Lord, they were more concerned about themselves. And he didn't say to Jesus, they didn't even care to come to you. Only I came. But he was intensely occupied in his personal adoration to the Lord. He was so much indulged in the Lord, in giving praises to Him, he didn't even hear. When we see the glory and the beauty of the Lord, then when we are worshipping at the feet of Jesus Christ, your heart and your soul is consumed with Him. You don't hear anything. You're just tasting the most sweetest things of Jesus Christ. You see the beauty and the glory of Him. You don't see anything, you don't hear Him, only you're totally indulged in Him. And here we see His personal devotion to the Lord. He was not criticizing anybody at this time. There's no time to criticize. There is great blessedness in giving praise and thankfulness. This man was healed and he was blessed. The other nine, they were healed, but they were not blessed. You know, I love my wife. I love my children. I love my parents. And I love the church. I love the doctrines of grace. I love the Sabbath, the Lord's days. I get excited to be here. But above all, I love my Jesus Christ. Do you love the Lord Jesus today? Do you love Him truly from the bottom of your heart? Do you think about Him all the time for what He has done for you? Do you truly love Him? Think about it. And do you give praises to Him and thank Him? Or is it just a ritual that you're playing games with God? Or are you trying to please people? Trying to please God, not really from the bottom of your heart? C.H. Spurgeon said, "My heart will never rest until I glorify God personally and give thanks unto Christ personally." What a statement. He said, "My heart will never rest until I glorify God and give personal thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ." But how many times many that would wake up in the morning, they have absolutely no concept of God. First thing they think of their food, their breakfast, work, and all these things. They forget everything, giving praises to God. When you eat something really tasty, usually you ask, who made that food? We ask this all the time here. Who cooked this? Who made this food? And we tell, so-and-so cooked this. And we give thanks and praises to that person for the beautiful or tasty food that they have prepared. In the same way, we need to understand that spiritual food is more important than your physical food. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So when we taste the sweetness of Christ, how we need to praise Him who has provided us the spiritual food. How we need to give praises and thanks to Him who has given us the spiritual food. Now, prayers and praises, they go side by side. The leper first prayed. Then he came back and praised God. They go side by side. Now, it's like rowing a boat. On one side, you row with prayers. And the other side, you row with praises to God. It's like that when you row that way, you can go to the deep waters of Christ. And you can go to the treasuries of Christ. And you can taste the sweetness of Christ. And Christ become most precious to you. Now, the greatest sinners, when they are saved, they become the greatest praisers. Remember, Apostle Paul was one of the greatest sinners who became one of the greatest praisers. remember the woman who brought the alabaster flowers and who poured ointment on Jesus' head, and how tears of repentance flowed from her, face, from her eyes, and how she began to praise the Lord with her repentance of prayer. And when you realize, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize that they are wretched, miserable sinners. That's the problem. They cannot, how can they praise when they don't realize that they were totally wretched, miserable sinners? They say, well, I was not that bad, but praise God, I'm saved. That's it. I'm not that bad, but God saved me. So praise God. Look at the heart, how evil it is. How you have sinned against your mind, dirty things of your mind, your heart and everything. Look at the internality in your heart. You have lied. You have lied. You have cheated. You have made a crime against God, violating all the laws of God. Just like the thief on the cross. We were as vile as he. And when we realize what a wretched sinner and how deeply we have sinned against God of heaven, and how he saved us from pit of hell to heaven, then it makes our woeful heart to sing praises to the Lord. You sing that song. Our woeful hearts sing praises to God. And do you sing here as a ritual? Or do you really sing it? Yes, you crave for earthly joy as we sang that hymn today. We crave for earthly joy before, and now we should crave for heavenly joy. You listened to the earthly songs before, and you had a passion for the earthly songs before, and your flesh gave adoration for the so-called stars of this earth, and you got excited in them. Those people who sing those earthly songs, you got excited watching those basketball games. You got excited watching those baseball games. But now you are saved. Can you sing a new song to the Lord at least? Now you are saved. Where is your adoration? Is it still for those basketball players? Is it still for those baseball players? Is it there where your mind is focused on? Is it where there your excitement is? People get excited on those things, but they never get excited in the Word of God. There's no passion. They are dead. Dead sinners cannot praise God. You know that? Dead people cannot praise God. Because there's a heart that is unearthly. It's not a heart from heaven. So they are dead. How many are deceived thinking that they are saved? Really? But not truly. Only a true born-again Christian can really praise God. And Psalm 40, verse 3, the psalmist said, he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Did God put a new song in your heart? If he put a new song in your heart, the natural thing is to praise him. Heaven is a place of praise to God. The angels praise him day and night. And if we cannot praise God in this earth, how are you going to praise him in heaven? How? Look at the nature. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars. The heavens declares the glory of God. The sun and the moons and the stars, they proclaim the praises of God daily. Even when you wake up, listen to the birds that give praises to God. And that should be a reminder for us to give praises to Him. If the birds give praises to God, how much more when God saved us, we should praise Him. Praise Him and thank to Him. We are not going to praise our Savior not only on this earth, but we are going to praise Him. We are going to continue in praising Him forever and ever and ever through eternity. So don't feel shy to say Amen and Hallelujah. Because we are going to see that. We are going to say those words in heaven. And if you cannot say it here, how can you say Amen and Hallelujah in heaven? And one thing that the enemy cannot stand is praising God. You know that? Enemy cannot stand praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Enemy will flee from you when you start praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you a little scripture here. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 18. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 18. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell down before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a loud voice. Here we see the children of Israel, the Judah, they are going to the battle against Moabites. Okay? And they rose, verse 20, and they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. When they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in his holy attire as they went before the army and say, Give thanks to the Lord as his steadfast love endures forever. And as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount of Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed. Here we see. The enemy cannot stand the praises of God. When you start praising God, glorifying Him, giving thankful to God, the enemy will flee. He cannot stay there. Because we are glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of His works and His second coming. Adore Him, love Him, worship Him. As we sing that hymn, Jesus takes the highest station. Let your souls triumph with praises and thanksgiving for the rest of your lives. The psalmist said in Psalms chapter 63 verse 5, My soul will be satisfied as the fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. Is your soul filled and satisfied with the spiritual word of God? Are you truly being blessed with the spiritual word of God? Have you tasted the Lord and see that He is good? As His love endures forever and ever? And if it has happened to you, your soul should praise God for the rest of your life. Well, beloved, remember that it's so important what I have said today, that it should not be forgotten soon what has been preached for so many, what is being studied and praised. Because these are very, very important things. It's not the theology that's going to take you to heaven. It's not knowing the doctrines of grace that is going to take you to heaven. And a lot of people know all these things. But knowing doesn't mean anything if there is no burning desire and a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you cannot love the Lord Jesus Christ, Apostle Paul said, let there be an curse upon you. Anathema. If people cannot love the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the true burning desire of your heart. It's soul getting raptured for the Lord Jesus Christ, getting excited for Him. When you get excited, you cannot keep your mouth shut. The thief on the cross got so even in the pain that he was going through, the thief on the cross got excited for the Lord. He said, remember me when you come on your day. Even in pain and in agony, he got excited. His soul was crying for the Lord. And how about you who live in comfort today? How about you where God has given all the comforts today? It is true, isn't it? That the last days, because the sins are so many, our hearts will become cold. There is no passion for the Lord. Because we are living in fatness, in so much luxury and comfort where God has given, yet there's no praises and thanks to God. Man, we should be weeping by now. Our soul should be weeping in repentance, asking the Lord, Lord, I have been like that. Please forgive me. And instead of just listening, that we should change our attitude and get into the Word and start praising Him for the rest of your life. And because when you if you cannot praise here, you cannot praise in heaven. And if you open here, there are no rituals in heaven. Let's pray.